That's funny. And now George is winging his way back to Los Angeles. Thank you so much, George, and Olivia, everybody else that's going home. I was going to introduce also the beautiful Daisy Fuentes. She's here, but I don't know where she is. She might be backstage, but if she ever pops her head out, maybe I can introduce her. Well, she can come on later. Okay. He's got his own fan base. They're fanatics, with all due respect. The guy put an album out 3 years ago, and in the first week it sold 600,000 copies. We were selling the piano, it was at $200,000. I came out and said I'd go with the piano for life, and it went to $205,000. He walks out and says he'll come and sing three songs, and it goes to $500,000. There is only one. What an amazing singer. What an amazing story. He'll tell you something. He used to be a school teacher, this kid. Please welcome the fantastic Clay Aiken. we put that song on
can I plug it? Is it okay?
Please.
Plug away.
It's 1,000 potential sales.
1,000 people.
It was actually 500 because they came together. They wouldn't
like
buy
platinum.
It.
It is. Which I like. I'm fine with that. James, where's James?
My sister, James.
James Foster is David's sister, and she executive produced this album that's coming out in 9 days. We've worked on it for about a year and a half. She's the first, to my knowledge, solo female executive producer of a mainstream pop album.
Keeping it in the family, dude.
That's true. And in the country, Canada.
Yes.
Lots of musical talent right here. I've got a new game.
You're going to be here a lot.
I am. Yes, apparently so. I'm doing two concerts. With this piano.
Yes. I'd love to know just a tiny bit about your story, because it is kind of fascinating with what you did before, the whole American Idol thing and the teacher that pushed you. And I'm not clear on it, but what is it?
I was working in special education.
As a
teacher educator in Raleigh and then in Charlotte a little while. Actually, one of my college professors is here tonight. She came down to grade me, I guess. I don't know how I'm doing. Am I okay? Get an A? That'll be the first one I got. At the time, I was working with a 13-year-old with autism in Charlotte. And the mother who I was working with, the mother of that child, had watched American Idol over the summer that I was not with her. And I came back and she said, you know, you've got to go on the show. You have to go on. And I didn't really want to do it. So she continued to nag. And she said, there's an audition in Charlotte, so it's not far away. Just go ahead and go down on a Sunday and audition for it. And so I did. And I got cut. And I went home. And I got really upset and said, you're not going to come here on the first day. I'm not very competitive, but the first day, come on. And so I went back the next week to Atlanta and auditioned again, and I made it in that time. And then got cut 4 weeks later and got another shot with a wild card.
So the whole thing about American Idol, I don't care. That was really bull, right? Because you went three times.
Once you start something, you got to finish it.
Let's do another song.
Okay, so I finished my talking.
Well, no, you've had enough. It's your world right now.
Sorry, I'm not funny. I was going to do the whole, you know, black Irishman, but then they took it from me, and I wasn't going to do it.
Oh, Hey,
yes, sir.
You know what? We kind of came up with that moment together in the song, you know, the moment where you all applauded, you know, because like when I design records, I like to find the moment where I imagine in the studio that that people are just going to start clapping, right, in the middle of it, and it worked, right? So, I want to do that moment one more time, okay? We don't have to go into the song, okay? I just want to go, Still Mine, from the Still Mine, okay? So two bars,
Mr.
Producer, like a racehorse, right?
I'll try.
And the crowd's going to go nuts, I guarantee you.
All in command.
All right? All right, so for my Need Your Love, I need your love. That's the wrong part, sorry. Where am I? He's so good. What night is it? Larry. Still mine.
Yeah. Okay.
D minor. Letter bar 49. Still.
Do an album full of love songs. So this album that's coming out is full of love songs, and we've tried to make them all our own, but this particular song was just so wonderful when it was recorded back by Harry Nilsson and then redone again by Mariah Carey that we decided to try to keep it true to form as much as we could. So this is Without You.
Thank you.